Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, happy Saturday morning, and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you're able to join us today, and we hope that today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with information and information about your harvest season. I'm Hans, and I'm joined by my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. And once again, we gather and are so thankful for folks that are tuning in, either listening to the broadcast, the recording Saturday morning, or maybe you're listening to one of our podcasts. And if you're listening either way, be sure that you go to seniorprovisions.com and scroll down under all of our podcasts. There's tons of topics now that we have uploaded on our podcast, from, you know, veterans benefits to levels of care to caregiver resources, even brain health. So we've got a lot of information we've been collecting over the last few months, and we're so blessed to be able to share that with everyone. And we, as always, we want to thank Senior Provisions for sponsoring our show. We have a team of amazing advisors that go out and really walk along with families as they are navigating through senior care options, maybe doing some pre-planning themselves. We got a call yesterday and someone said, you know, I want to be ready. I went through this with my in-laws and my parents and realize now the value in having a plan ahead of time. Well, Senior Provisions, our advisors can help you with that, and they can walk through what, you know, different options are so that you have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C. And our services are absolutely no cost to you. So definitely thank you, Senior Provisions, for all that you do out in the community.
So today we're going to talk about benefits and HR organizations, and the challenges that lie when you are an employer that has a staff that is invaluable. And we all strive to be at that point. So to that end, we speak, this radio show airs to a lot of people that work in ministry or organizations that are faith-based and serve the community. So we're going to make some of these situations personal for you all to bring, shine a light on what it is we're talking about today. So imagine that your minister of music gets a call that her mother, his mother, or her mother has broken her hip and now needs to understand what rehab looks like, if there's a transition back to home, what that looks like, or if there needs to be more significant support in assisted living and what that looks like. Your child's teacher finds out that their dad needs memory care. Or perhaps you just need to have a few weeks off to have a knee replacement, a hip replacement, and you need to understand what those steps look like and how to get supportive care in for that. These are people that are integral to your organization that need assistance, peace of mind, and expert knowledge in what the transitions look like and what the best resources are for those transitions. And that is the seed that created our EAB, our Employee Assistance Benefit, or EAP, Employee Assistance Program. It's a, just imagine it's like a backpack that goes alongside with the healthcare, maybe life insurance program that you offer your employees. This is that backpack that helps them specifically with senior care or healthcare related crises.
Well, that's great. Well, I, as you were talking about those different scenarios, it got me thinking about the role, and we're employers. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of, you know, listening and really we have employees that we have to take care of. So we know at any moment there could be a child crisis, a family crisis, an aging parent crisis. and suddenly we're down an employee. And Hebrews 13:17 is a scripture that I think really speaks to us as employers and also to folks that are employees on the other end, the ones that are on the front line. So it says in Hebrews, obey your leader and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your soul as those who will have to give an account, and let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. So as I, you know, so heavy scripture, and it always reminds me of the stewardship that we have of our team and the provisions that God has created through our organization to these families. But we're not just writing payroll checks every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We are supporting our team in their whole entire life. They don't just come to work and leave all their personal life at home. So when a crisis comes up, they have a loss in their family, they have an illness in their family, we have an obligation to provide for them through that crisis, and a stewardship of that. And that weighs heavily on your mind. I know every day in mine too, to pray over them and to take care of them.
Right.
And so this Elder Care Assistance Program, you're our director of corporate services. So I'm going to kind of let you take the heaviness of this, describing that. So tell everyone, what is an Elder Care Assistant Program for their business or organization?
It is a no-cost, I repeat, no-cost service assisting businesses and their employees in navigating senior care options while mitigating loss of time, productivity, and money.
So we're
a partner to them, and that's what I strive to communicate with the staff directors over HR, that you know we can come in, we've got dedicated advisors to come alongside and assist them in serving their employees well in a time of crisis.
So this is, and I know you stressed the no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, you know, they can participate in the program, and there is no additional cost to their budget at all.
Right. There's no cost to participate in the program, and there's also no cost for the services that are employed and serving their employees. So it's truly a win-win.
That is wonderful. And, you know, let's back up a little bit. You know,
yeah.
We're kind of talking a little bit about this issue, and you gave some examples.
In our everyday,
Our
everyday phone calls are the examples. About 85% of the people that call us for help are fully employed.
Wow.
85%. Whether they need the help directly or it's about, they're the adult child calling about their mom or dad.
Well, I think that comes to, and we looked at some statistics on it, and it was staggering. 19 million family caregivers are employed full time.
So let's just shine a light on that. That is, I like to say it the other way around. 19 million people that are fully employed with a job all of their own come home from that job, or before they leave for that job, are active caregivers.
Well, in the we drove separately today to the studio, and I, of course, was on a call. Hands-free Georgia. So I was on my Bluetooth and I was talking to a sweet client of ours who we've been advising. And she's also a personal friend. And without going and, you know, disclosing any of her privacy, but she's having health problems and calling me about solutions and resources for her mother-in-law. And she's missing work today because of her own health issues. And about 53% of caregivers. Half of the caregivers out there are suffering from their own illnesses and injuries, sometimes due to caregiving, but sometimes just due to stress.
Right. I mean, you are working your life full time. So when you're gainfully employed and working in that position, and then you come home and then you put on the caregiver hat and you are working that position, it leaves you with very little energy. You're probably not taking care of yourself the way you should. Sleep is definitely challenged. I mean, there are just a lot of components to living that lifestyle. that we want to step in and come alongside and provide some good solutions and good support. Another staggering statistic that comes from SHRM is $36 billion are lost by employers in productivity each year related to healthcare crisis.
Well, I was just going to make the point because, you know, we're big advocates for the caregiver, just as an organization and personally. But we also can empathize with the employers. And you want to be a good steward of them. You want to support them. You want to help them. But at the end of the day, when that call comes and they turn their computer screen off and they walk out the door and you don't really know and they don't know when they're going to be able to come back.
Right.
And you're scrambling. You're thinking, you know, they're a vital part of our organization. And we've been in that situation ourselves where we have just had to dive in. And being, you know, a small organization, we all wear different hats.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is a big concern for employers out there and leaders and organizations. How do we spread that work out? And how long are we going to need to kind of limp along until this person returns? So these are major concerns and issues.
Well, and by its nature, it's going to be less effective and less profitable because you're having someone fill that position that they're less informed about.
Absolutely. So I can totally understand where that large dollar amount comes from of lost productivity. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the solution. You know, we provide true solutions for these challenges. And I'm encouraged with the information we're going to provide after break. So if you're just now tuning in, come back after break. We're talking about helping our employees and being good stewards of them.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Harvest. We have been talking about our elder care assistance program, and Hans has been really leading the charge here as our director of corporate services. He works day in and day out with different HR directors, leadership roles with different organizations and nonprofits, you know, just saying, listen, we've got a program that can support your employees, not necessarily directly with senior care options, but with their family members that are, you know, taking them away from work because of a senior care crisis. So mm-hmm. We're going to dive into more details about it. Tell us a little bit, because we've talked a lot about the caregiver and the need for this. And so walk us through the process. So what would it be like if we were part of an organization and they said, here, call Senior Provisions and help, you know, suddenly an employee comes to them and their dad needs memory care.
Sure. Well, I mean, we really didn't do a hard push in the first segment, but to start this conversation, they're to call 1-888-979-8783 and ask for corporate services or ask for me by name, Hans, and say that you're interested in discovering more about the Elder Care Assistance Program. Then we will come meet and present the services that are part of that and walk you through the benefits that come with that. We talk about education seminars that we can come, again, the service is free, the program is free, and everything we do in service of your employees is free.
I remember we went downtown Atlanta and spoke to 50 different attorneys and about, you know, elder care planning and legal documents. And I remember this person raised their hand, and I mean, a very educated attorney. And she said, doesn't Medicare pay for all of this? And it just reminded me that, you know, I hate that word experts. We are knowledgeable in this field. And I would never attempt to do real estate law or anything that they do, but this is what we do. And so to come during lunch and equip people with information is our pleasure and really our mission. Our mission is to further the education in the community about aging issues.
Right. Well, and it's the nature of the medical system. I mean, they work off of lists. So you get brought into the to the hospital, and
You're given the list.
You're checked in, and you're receiving care, and then all of a sudden you reach that point at which you're given the list, like we said.
So we have that hospital concierge program. Every one of our clients is automatically enrolled in our hospital concierge program, and that is exactly for that reason. If they go to the hospital, we want them to call us. We want to be a part of the discharge planning. We want to be a part of the solutions so that if they're given a list
of rehabs, of assisted livings.
And they have to make a choice that
of
day.
Of home care companies. You know, just think of, you know, how do you execute the solutions presented in a list? You first of all, try and figure out if you know enough to know what a good one and a bad one is. You've got to contact everyone. You got to understand the pricing structure. All of these things, and half of them, there's no way for you to even know.
So the beautiful thing is they have one phone number.
Right.
They call and they get Laura, and then Laura connects them with any of our advisors that are in their area that know all of these places, know the great home care companies. Know, I mean, that's how we function. And so what an incredible resource. And we are more than happy to come in and talk about, you know, healthy aging and brain health and, you know, but really our passion is to make sure people are making informed decisions.
Well, let's twist the screw a little bit further. I mean, all of these places mostly function during business hours. So when are you making those phone calls to find out if this is a fit or this is not a fit? You're making it during working hours.
If you're searching online.
Right.
You are doing that usually on company time.
Right. Or you're not charging company time, but you're taking away from the responsibilities you have on your plate.
That's a really
to operate during that time.
That reminds me of a son who called who worked for the CDC and real very unique, prominent position with the CDC. And I, you know, don't want to disclose who it is and what he does, but let's just put it this way. He didn't have a replacement and he had a senior care crisis. And had gone online, had gotten connected with you know, various organizations. He had been emailed some list, and thank goodness he heard about us. He called, and he said, "I don't have time to figure all of this out." He literally had a list of 10 places, and the first two calls he made, they weren't even the right level of care for his dad.
Right.
He said, "I'm glad I didn't even walk in the door and drive over there." He said that would have been a complete waste of my time. So
we don't work by lists because lists imply an inherent equilateral equivalency of all of those places. And they are not all equal. And they will tell you that, that they think they're better at this, that, or the other. And we know firsthand by keeping in touch with our clients and being in those facilities on a regular basis, we know what they excel at and what they don't excel at. So we have dedicated advisors that are living in those areas. We've got a network of trusted providers that we've vetted both with our understanding of care and also the feedback that we get from our clients. And we have a plan A and a plan B and usually a plan C so that every single scenario is covered. And so that person that is concerned about their mother or father or wife or husband can be rest assured that there's a plan in place and it's a great plan. And if that plan falls through, we've got backups.
Well, the one thing I think that we've learned over the years is that, you know, those, I was thinking about those multiple plans, and I literally had a daughter who had her own plan A, mm-hmm. and then we got connected because she needed a plan B. Plan B fell through. So then we went on to plan C, and lo and behold, plan C fell through. And she called and she said, I have just given up complete hope. I have no idea if there's, what could we do? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, here we go. I've got one more thought. And it really was my last option for her. And it ended up being executed and worked well because we know those providers out there that can do things that you can't. The thing is, and I tell folks this all the time, when they go on the internet or they drive by, you have no idea from a sign or from an advertisement on the internet the full extent or the full limitations of the care that's being provided in that facility.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, like I said, much of the medical field operates that way.
Mm-hmm.
Much of our field and our competitors operate that way. They treat it almost like it's real estate. And here's a beautiful apartment here, beautiful apartment there. But all of it is absent of an understanding about what your specific needs are, both care and activities and, you know, just environment.
Yeah, all of those
your
things.
Your budget.
Budget.
Progressive disease versus something that you're recovering from or improving from.
Well, I was thinking, you know, we always can go to Proverbs. Proverbs is one of those book of the Bible that you either you're ready for. You're like, OK, I'm ready to get hit over the head. This is a good one. So Proverbs 16:9, it says the heart of a man will make the plans and plan his way. But the Lord is who establishes his steps. And I think, you know, we tell our children this all the time. Every day of your life is written. In the book of life, God's established everything before you were even born. He knew when you were going to be born. He knew when you were going to take your first steps. He knew your first car accident. He knew everything. He knew who you're going to marry and what you're going to do with your life. And he knows when that phone call is going to come. Mm-hmm. And he knows the challenges before we do. Life is a surprise to us, but life is not a surprise to the Almighty. He is sovereign. He is good. And he loves us and he provides for us. And I think for us to, over the years, see this need with organization and businesses. I mean, a lot from our own experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've
helped a very disproportionate number of professors and teachers. That environment is very rigid. You know, their time off is to be very coordinated. And we just see that happen so often that they need someone to step in and help them alongside. I mean, I want to talk about a little bit of the benefit, too, for the employer. So you have increased productivity. They are in with a peace of mind knowing that there's a plan being worked and they will have great solutions and they are still an integral part of what they do each and every day.
At your organization.
Yeah.
Well, tell them one more time. How can they find out more?
So it's just a simple phone call. It's our central line. 1-888-979-8783, and just tell them you want to find out more about our elder care benefits program, and they'll connect you to me, or we'll just take your information. I'll give you a call back.
Tell them our website, too. Don't forget that.
It's www.seniorprovisions.com.
So not only can you find out information, if you go under the tab, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So look at who we are, but look at what we do. You'll find the employee elder care assistant program. You'll also click over under ministries and you're going to find our podcast. And we're so happy that you all could join us today and listen to The Harvest. And we hope that this was inspirational and informative for you. Share this information. That's the best part of learning something new. Is if you just take it and you use it and you don't share it, shame on you. So share this information, share our information. We want to be a resource to many, many, many more people. So I'm going to sign off with our foundational scripture. My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus himself. God bless and have a wonderful week.